Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. Did you guys watch the ball game last night? Manny and I did. And as I said when we were talking about the beginning of the NCAA last week, that the provision was that Duke had to always play. This is what, the fifth time they won?
The fifth time they've won. It's the 12th time that they've made it this far to the Final Four.
Yeah. This, I mean, everybody was saying that this is really one of the best games ever.
Oh, it was terrific. It was a terrific game. It was an outstanding game, yeah.
Well, you know me and basketball, I always say that the only thing that counts is the last 5 minutes, which was even more true in this one. The last 30 seconds was, could have been the last 30 seconds, but it was a really fun game and two very well-matched teams, although not in size. I mean, Duke looked like little Lilliputians compared to Wisconsin.
What was happening was Duke's best player, Jahlil Okafor, their big guy, he got into some foul trouble, and Coach K had to put him on the bench to keep him out of foul trouble, and so he went to kind of a smaller lineup to kind of try to make.
They were teensy.
Yeah.
And two of them were freshmen. The two outstanding guys were freshmen.
Oh, yeah. Tyus Jones, the guy who was hitting all the big shots in the second half, he's a Minnesota kid. He's from Apple Valley, Minnesota. And
So you're pretty happy about that.
Yeah, yeah. And he's a great kid, too.
Duke's going to be a powerhouse for a while. Duke's always a powerhouse.
Oh, yeah. They've been, I mean, Coach K's been there for 35 years, and they've always been in contention.
Yeah. And tonight's the women.
Connecticut, Notre Dame, yep.
Yeah, so Should be kind of fun. So it was certainly a kind of fun thing to do. It was staying up late and watching the game. And, you know, for me, NCAA is basically, I mean, I always root for Duke just because, I don't know why, and Gonzaga just because I love the name. Gonzaga has not done very well for the last couple of years, I think the last time I was in a pool, I came in dead last, but
yeah.
So there. Anyway, congratulations to Duke. It was a great game. Robert, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello, Dr. Joy Brown.
Hi, Robert.
Dr. Joy, I talked to you when I got a divorce in 2002, and you said to wait 1 year after the divorce is final. Thank you for that advice.
You're welcome.
I'm sad now, however, because I was converting some old VHS tapes to, you know, for my kids, and of course my ex-wife is on there, and we were happy, Dr. Joy Brown. We had a committed relationship then. You know, we were a team back then, and I look at the relationship then, and of course it's gone now because she's with someone else, but I'm very sad. Like, how many years? These tapes are from 1990, right? And it's just
You probably hadn't looked at the tapes, and you probably hadn't felt that sadness until you started looking at the tapes again. So it's not like you've been mourning the end of that relationship for the last 13 years, probably, have you?
Well, you know, well, here's another scenario or situation. I just recently broke up with a girlfriend that I had. I mean, it's only been a year, but she said I was too enamored with my ex-wife because we still live in the same town. I go to dinners with my ex-wife. I go to her for all my business dealings, kid stuff, everything. Like, I really like her, and she's with somebody else. I get along with her ex-husband, and everything is great. Like, if she moves, which she did, I moved. I moved close to her and things like that. So that's why my ex-girlfriend, just recent ex-girlfriend, said I was too enamored with her, and then she left me. So I'm really,
tell me where you'd like to focus, because it sounds to me that there's several possibilities here. Give me a question so I have a focus.
Well, okay, my recent ex-girlfriend said I should be telling my wife to pound sand, you know, I shouldn't be a third wheel, and we really kind of get mad at her because my ex-girlfriend didn't like my ex-wife. So I'm wondering.
Well, she felt she was a rival.
That is true. Yes, she did.
I mean, she had all those years. Not only did you only have a year with her, but you had 13 years of being exes, and so and then however many years you were married. So that's it. Expecting her to be enamored of, I mean, depending on how old she was, unless she'd been through a similar situation, the likelihood of her being really understanding about it, especially if you would, for example, opt to be with your ex as opposed to your girlfriend.
That's true, but now I'm sad. Now I don't seem to. Anyway, that's why I'm sad, because my ex-girlfriend left me, and now I'm just kind of.
Well, but look, it's important. That's why I wanted a focus from you. It's important to decide what, you know, not to glom those things together, because you don't want to have a woe is me pity party. For among other reasons, you can't solve anything once you start lumping things together. So, I mean, there's several things we could look at. One is the relationship you just got out of, and evaluating whether or not it was independent of your ex, whether or not it really had any staying power, or it just feels kind of lousy because now you're alone, and that doesn't feel terrific. So that's one possibility. That this was just a woman that was always going to have some limited appeal. And so when the limitations reared their heads, then she was no longer valuable, but it was really independent of your ex-wife. It may be that what you need to do is find somebody who is... How old are you?
I'm 56.
How old was the girlfriend?
She was 56 as well.
Okay. So I don't. Would she, if your ex-wife was not in the picture, would you have viewed her as a long-term commitment or not?
Yes, I even asked her in a very weak way. Well, let's get married. Let's just, you know. But it was weak because it's almost like she said, "I've got to just totally divorce." She said, "I wasn't really divorced from my wife. I was enamored with her. She didn't like that." But yet,
I think you can like your ex, and there's certainly no reasons to be an enemy with your ex. But it does sound to me that you're still fairly involved with her.
How often
would you say on a weekly basis do you talk to your ex?
Well, probably 5 days a week.
That's a lot.
Well, and whatever I do, I just, where do I work? What do I do? And I always go to my ex-wife and stuff. And I guess obviously that's why my ex-girlfriend didn't like that, because I'm always talking to my ex-wife about business, about our...
Well, but think about it. But Robert, think about it for a moment. If the woman who just walked away had talked to her ex 5 days a week, and every time something came up, she'd say, well, Jonathan says, I mean, you're not going to feel real comfortable about that either. Okay, then, you know, if Jonathan's that important in your life, why aren't you with Jonathan? And her saying, well, Jonathan left me, is not going to be much of a comfort, because you're going to have in the back of your mind the idea, if Jonathan changes his mind, that she's going to leave you. And that's obviously going to occur to her. If you're this involved with your ex, and that if your ex decides that she wants you again, that you're going to go. And whomever is in your life at that moment is going to be expendable. It's going to be collateral damage. That's not the basis for a really committed, let alone comfortable relationship.
Yeah.
Do you have children with your ex?
Oh, yeah. We've got three kids, and you know, we have a great relationship, like all of us. We even go on family vacations together, which is probably a bad thing.
Well, I mean, it certainly doesn't speak well for your social life.
I know.
Because you're basically not available.
Yeah.
And Robin, you're probably at the point in your life where you need to make a decision that you can either be your ex's, I don't want to say lapdog, because that's really not a very fair term, but essentially, I suspect that that's how she thinks of you in some ways, which is not as demeaning as it sounds, but you're her pet. You're whatever whenever she's unhappy with her marriage, she can remind herself that you're still crazy about her, that you would remarry her in a New York minute, that if she has a problem, she could always come to you. And you could say, well, what's the difference between that and a friend? Well, because there's still, it sounds to me, a romantic undertone to this, at least on your part. Whether it is on her part or not is unclear. But she's, I mean, you're her in the on-deck circle. You're the, you know, you're her insurance policy. If something either temporarily doesn't go well in her life or in long-term doesn't go well in her life, she figures you're there for her on whatever level she chooses. which is good for her, I suppose. I don't know how her current husband feels about it, but it's certainly going to be a major limitation on your ability to commit to somebody else. Let me put you on hold and you think about it for a minute. All right? We'll talk about this a little bit more. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, we're talking with Robert, who's been divorced for 13 years, recently broke up with a woman friend who felt that he was too involved and still enamored of his ex-wife. And I'm saying, Robert, look, at this point, we understand what's in it for your ex to keep you on sort of in the on-deck circle. But the question is, what's in it for you? And you may be at a point that this whole situation, the combination of going through old photographs and having a woman leave you fairly recently, to decide what do you want for yourself. If you want to be an acolyte for your ex, and I'm not being facetious, that may be a good enough position. That may be, there's a part of you who feels this is the only woman I'll ever love, and I'm perfectly willing to have part of a relationship with her rather than not have much of a relationship. Because given the fact you've had kids, you'd always have a relationship. And it sounds like she has no objection to keeping you on a kind of platonic basis.
Yeah.
But it's going to preclude relationships with other women. So the question is it worth it to you? And if it is, then, you know, I suppose you can date periodically and have platonic relationships with women and maybe even sexual relationships with women, but your heart is already spoken for. And not only is it spoken for, but the time and the involvement is spoken for. So you're going to just allow yourself, you're just going to be in very limited relationships with other people, unless they're in the same kind of situation with somebody else in their life. Now, it may be, for example, that you'll find a woman who either has that tighter relationship with her ex, or that she's widowed and still thinks of him in saintly terms, or that she's very involved with her children or her grandchildren, so that she has a limited amount of time and energy to put into a relationship. And that may work for both of you, but that's what you're going to have to look for, because somebody who's looking for a full tilt boogie relationship, they're not going to be very happy about this, because you're spoken for in any kind of meaningful way. Or you can decide that I can always go back to the relationship with my ex, because it doesn't cost her anything. She's putting nothing on the line. But I need to feel more emotionally independent from her and more able to have essentially what she has, which is me as a friend, but a meaningful relationship, which means I'm going to have to loosen these ties somewhat, with the idea being that you can, in theory, always go back to it. I mean, this relationship isn't costing her anything. It's costing you hugely. And so the question is, what do you want? And if you want a more fulfilling relationship, I guess for lack of a better term, with a woman that is committed to you and you're committed to her, then you're going to have to loosen those ties, because until you do, and you can't wait till the right woman comes along and then decide, okay, she's the one, because you're out of practice of it and you'll lose your wife as a friend. So it has to be the other way around. It has to be, I need to spend less time with you because it makes me, it sort of seduces me, for lack of a word, into thinking I have more of a relationship with you and more access to you than I really do. And I know you care about me, and I know you don't want me to have that limited life. So I'm gonna email you once every 2 weeks, and I'm not gonna come to you for business advice or personal advice. I'll think about you, but I'm gonna have much less of an involvement with you. With the idea being, at some point, I want to find somebody with whom I can transfer this involvement. And it's really, I mean, you can do either, but you're probably going to have to make a choice, because otherwise what you're going to do is go through, you're going to break other people's heart, and they're going to break your heart in return. And you're going to keep coming up with the same scenario. And if you don't like it, which of course no one's going to, I mean, it would be nutty for you to like it. You don't want to, if it feels crappy, you don't want to continue to do it.
Well, I think, yes, thank you. I've made up my decision, basically. I want a new relationship, but I'll start now instead of when that relationship comes up.
Exactly. Because otherwise, there's not going to be room for it. You can't say, all right, as soon as I, you know, I'll clean out the garage as soon as I bring the new car home. There's no place to put the new car. I mean, it's a, you know, a clumsy analogy, but you get the point. You got to have the space for the car to begin with, or there's no place to put it, literally. And you can explain it to her. If, you know, I'll always love you. You'll always, and I'd probably either get all those pictures transferred to CDs or DVDs immediately, or I'd put it aside for a while. Because, I mean, all of us feel nostalgic when we look at wedding pictures and we remember who we were then and what our feelings were then. And that's what nostalgia means. But it's not a very healthy way of looking. I mean, you're going to have to end this chapter, basically, before you can start another one. And I think you've been doing it the other way around. You keep thinking, well, there'll be someone who will replace her. But it's very hard to compete with all those years and all those memories. And, I mean, right now, you basically, she doesn't have to offer you anything to still be queen of your heart, which is kind of an easy deal for her. And you're living on past memories. You're not living on what she really is now. You're living on the memories of what it once was.
That's right.
But it's gone, except in your memory, which is fine. And that's not a bad deal, that you can sort of take those out and those memories out and kind of hold them to your bosom when you're feeling sad and lonely, but they're sure not going to help you get a date.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And you're going to have loosened them before you're even going to be date bait.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Joy. This is making a lot of sense this morning or today.
Okay. So I do three things. I don't know how you feel about the woman who just left. And I'd be really careful about that, because it may have been that she was not particularly threatening to the memory, and she thought she could tolerate it better. Make sure if she, so. Well, let's not look at that relationship, because if it's really important, I'd wait a little bit of time. But then I'd get back and say, you know, you were really my wake up call. I'd like to try this again, but only do that if you think she really has some value to you. If not, if she was just a placeholder, which it sounds like she may have been, I wouldn't do it, because it's not going to be fair to either of you. She'll think it's going to be, and she's going to be loaded for bear anytime you even get faintly nostalgic. She's going to be right back in the okay, and so unless she really looms very large, which it doesn't sound like she does, I'd be careful about going back there. You need to evaluate that, just so you know. Number two, then, I think you're going to have to go to your wife and have a sit-down lunch that says, okay, I'm not going to talk to you for a month, and I need to let you get on with your marriage, so you're committed to that. I need to be able to find someone to replace you in my bed, in my heart, in my weekends, And I think you're wonderful. I'm really glad we had the time together, but you're not available to me anymore, and I need to get that through my head. And then the third is to get all those pictures either taken care of or put them away from now. But get them done quickly. Don't sort of allow that to go on for a length of time. And then waiting a little bit of time and go on Match or eHarmony or whatever, okay? If you need some help, give me a call. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced.
This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am indeed, 855-993-7569. Amber, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello.
Hi, Amber.
How are you?
I'm doing very well, thanks. How are you today, Cookie?
I'm good.
How am I going to help you?
Well, I was just trying out. I was on your show in, I believe, 1999. Maybe it was 2000.
Okay.
And I just wanted to know if, how I could see it.
The TV show, you mean, huh?
Yeah. My ex-husband and I were guests on your show.
I'm just trying to think where you might be able to get in touch with it. I don't. My mother has it. I suppose we get you in touch with my mom. It might be on YouTube. Did you try Googling Dr. Joy Brown Show? Do you know what date? And it didn't. Nothing came up.
A bunch of stuff came up, but it wasn't nothing on there for that I could watch it or find out where to get it or anything. And I just wanted to see it.
You
never
might be able. And this is kind of a long shot, but I think the Museum of Television actually has a copy of every TV show ever done. So yeah, that might be a good shot.
Okay.
It's iMark Entertainment, so they might have. You know, it's a good question. I'm not sure I actually know. Do you know what date you were on?
No, I don't. It was a long, long time ago.
Yeah, it was.
About 15 years ago.
Wow. Yeah. I'm trying to think who else might have it. Well, iMark, it was a division of CBS, so they might have it. Let me see what happens when I Google iMark Entertainment. Somebody's got to have it. iMark Entertainment. Let's see what happens. Bert DeBrow was the producer. Let's see what it says here.
iMark.
Yeah, iMark Entertainment. GW is television distributor of CBS. King World. You know, I might get in touch with them. They're probably going to want to know that it's also got 2001 on YouTube. Did you check YouTube?
Yes.
Didn't have it, huh?
No, ma'am.
I try iMark because that was the production company.
Okay. Okay, well, I sure appreciate your help.
Well, I haven't been terribly helpful. What did we talk about? What was the show about?
My ex-husband did a lie detector test.
For paternity?
No, he was cheating.
Did he pass the test?
I believe I was 17 at the time. And he was, I guess, 26. We're from Texas, and we flew into the show.
You know what? I'll see if I can find an email for Bert DeBrow as well and see if he has any copies of the show.
Awesome.
All right, see if I can find it. If I can, I'll tell you what. There may be people. My listeners are terrific. I mean, for the month I was not on the air, apparently there was a black market, I suppose we should call it brown market, trading of podcasts. And the only reason I know about it is a bunch of people got in touch with me and said that they'd met somebody late at night and they had a password and they would swap podcasts. So if I had to guess, I would guess that somewhere there's a listener somewhere who's got a copy of those other than my mother. But let me see if I can get in touch with Bert and see if he has any of the copies of them. It would be helpful. Go back and look if you can, and at least remind me of what month you flew into New York, if you can, or what the it sounds like it was the name of the program probably would have been My Cheating Husband or something like that, right?
Probably so, or maybe the lie detector test.
Unfortunately, I think we did a lot of lie detectors on a lot of people.
Okay.
all right, but let me see but if you can narrow down, I would get in touch with the Museum of Broadcasting, which is in New York, and they have great archives, so they may be able to trace it down for you. I'll get in touch with Bert, get in touch with iMark Entertainment, and if you can, figure out what month you flew to New York. That would help, because we did a 3-2-2 schedule where we do three shows one day, two the next, and two the next, and then we'd have an off week. So if you can tell me more or less what month you came to New York, then we can probably narrow down. We know that it obviously didn't air before that date, so
right.
See what we can do. The other thing you may want to do is get in touch with the radio station in the CBS affiliate, although not all the stations who carried it were CBS, and see if they have an archive of it. Because I think the FCC has to keep, I think according to FCC rules, that you have to keep shows, I don't know how long, I don't know if you have to do it for 15 years, but it's so easy to do digitally that they may have done it.
Okay.
Okay. Are you still with the dude?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Why is it coming up at this moment? You're just kind of trying to remind him that, of what you looked like when you were 17?
No, actually, I just wanted to see it. You know, it's been a long time ago. Our son is going to be 17 in August, and, you know, we've been split up for, I guess, 14, 15 years.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to see it. That was it.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, if you find it.
At the time, I didn't want to watch it. It was, you know, it was very painful.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's been a long time, and I just
I hear. I'll tell you what, if any of that's successful, let me know. And in the meantime, if any of my listeners were religious about keeping copies of the show, do let me know. And if you can get any more information, either send me an email or just call me back and let me know about it. Because, any information you can get me, we can probably narrow it down a little bit. Because I did a whole season.
Okay.
So that's 26 or 28 shows. But I'll bet Bert has it. Let's see if I can get a hold of Bert. It means we'd have to go through it. But we'll figure out something. All right. So I'll get in touch with Bert. You get in touch with IMARC and the Museum of Broadcasting in New York. And I'll see what we can find. All righty?
Thank you, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome, Amber.
You have a good day.
Thanks, kiddo. I know. My mother was terrific about keeping track of that stuff. I just don't know where most of it is. I'm the only person I know who doesn't really have this huge scrapbook of stuff. Maybe I'll go and ask Mom what she did with it, but my sister probably burned it. Oh, well. Well, this seems to be National Nostalgia Day. You know, can we find out what we did? Speaking of which, My affiliate in I'm just trying to remember exactly where they came from, but I just got a nice letter from them that there was a change in ownership, and the new owners kept my show, and so I just got an email from them, and I sent them an email saying, hey, thanks for keeping me, and he said, we love your program, you keep us all in check, for Larry Steele, OMWELE. So there we go. Thank you, Larry.
Very cool.
Yeah, we really love hearing that. We really do. I keep everybody honest, but somebody's going to know. Somebody has a copy of all those TV shows. There are a lot of them. We were on 5 days a week, and we did I think 26 weeks. So Mama's got them somewhere. Well, we'll just have to shake Mom up a little bit. Okay, 855-993-7569. Oh, you know, I do have something I want to share with you at this very moment. As soon as I can pull it up, which is, I mentioned that last week I did an interview for an hour before the program, and if you now go to podcast1.com, up close and far out, I think you put it on Facebook, is that right, Nanny?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that there's about an hour interview with me that Michael Harrison did, who's the publisher and editor of Talkers Magazine. So it's on podcast1.com, all right? So podcast1.com, up close and far out. And apparently it was just put up today. So that'll be good. And you can find out some things about me that you perhaps didn't know. And you can now blackmail me, or at least in this particular case, brownmail me. 855-993-7569. We'll see if we can't find Amber, her TV show. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. This is meant without judgment per se, but it occurs to me, and you'll see why in a minute, that this may be National Low Rent Day, all right? First of all, it's National Beer Day. It's National No Housework Day and National Coffee Cake Day. If that weren't enough, it turns out that in this day in 1933, Prohibition was repealed for beer of no more than 3.2% alcohol by weight, 8 months before the 21st Amendment, before Prohibition actually ended. So you can see, all right, we got a theme here.
Mm-hmm.
Eisenhower gives his domino theory speech during a news conference. Get it? Dominoes. 1967, Roger Ebert published his first film review. Okay, right? Movies were, what, $2 then? The Internet's symbolic birth, which I'll tell you about in a minute because it's incredibly complicated, started today. All right, now, in addition to that, Burger King is picking up a tab for an Illinois couple's Burger King wedding because her name is King and his is Burger. And they've known each other since fifth grade, and they were always called Burger King. The wedding is going to be, I think, sometime in July, and Burger King is picking up the tab for, I think, the food. It's not saying whatever else is. But they had their picture taken. So you hear this. It's in Springfield, I guess, Springfield, in Illinois. It's going to be held July 17th in Jacksonville. There you go. They found each other, and the story found us. The company felt compelled to help the happy couple celebrate their upcoming marriage. They accepted the company's proposal on Monday. They announced their engagement this spring with a photo next to the sign at a Burger King restaurant. A woman's name usually comes first in engagement announcement, but they decided to flip their names. All right, so you can see. You get my gist here? Okay. Here's... A man returned a 75-pound bag of money and receives $5,000. Hmm. We were trying to the it was from a it was from an armored truck. Nobody can figure out exactly how the 75-pound bag of money bounced out of the truck onto the highway. He picked it up and returned it. They gave him $5,000. They will not say how much was in the bag, but they said a small bag that's about the size of a steak, which presumably a steak doing very big, was $22,000. So you figure from that, this is a 75-pound of money. Was probably what you'd say, at least $100,000. Who knows? I mean, it's hard to tell. But $5,000 seems a kind of modest reward. And obviously, he wasn't doing it for a reward, but it does seem a little on the chintzy side. And then in a really stupid story, although, you know, maybe I'm not even going to include it because it's sad as well as being sort of low rent. So today is a low rent kind of day, right? So if you're today may not be the day to get a $430 million lottery ticket, but maybe a $5 million lottery ticket. I don't know. They all just seem like, okay, there could be big payoffs and small payoffs, and this was just a small payoff. All right, I need to tell you about this because it really is sort of interesting. As I said, this was supposedly the day that the Internet was launched. All right, and let's see what they have here. What they said that it's an RFC. RFC stands for Request for Comments, which is a publication of the Internet Engineering Task Force and the Internet Society, which are the principal technical development and standard-setting bodies for the Internet. Okay? So, it turns out that this is apparently how the Internet started. There were engineers and computer scientists in the form of a memorandum describing methods, behaviors, research, or innovations applicable to the working of the Internet and Internet-connected systems. It's submitted either for peer review or to convey new concepts or information, or sometimes jokes. They adopted some of the proposals published as RFCs, as Internet standards. Okay, RFC being a request for comment. They were invented by Steve Crocker in 1969 to help record unofficial notes on the development of ARPANET. They've since become the official document of Internet specifications, communications, protocols, procedures, and events. Okay, so you can see that this was, the Internet was, no, I know Al Gore says he invented it. It was clearly a kind of geek project. The global community of computer network researchers in general, they typewrote their work, circulated hard copies, and many of the early RFCs were actual requests for comments that were titled as such to avoid sounding too declarative and to encourage discussion. They leave questions open in written in a less formal style. It's now typical of internet draft documents, the precursor step before being approved as an RFC. Did you know it was this complicated?
No. I didn't know that it was this, like, in-depth and...
Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
It was written in the University of California and published on April 7, 1969. Although written by Steve Crocker, the RFC emerged as an early working group discussion between Steve Crocker, Steve Kerr, and Jeff Rolofson, none of whom I've ever heard of. And so they started calling this the Network Working Group. Doesn't exactly roll off your tongue. It was a loose association interested in the project. In fact, it included anyone who wanted to join the meetings and discussion about the project. A lot of the subsequent RFCs came from from UCLA because it was one of the first interface message processors. And then Stanford also joined in. You could see California was a big deal on this. All right, the rest is sort of vaguely gobbledygook. They assigned every RFC a serial number. It's never rescinded or modified. Hence, everything on the internet has always been eternal.
Hmm.
All right. Apparently in 2010, which is what, 41 years after the fact, the RFC editor function was moved to a contractor.
Hmm.
In 2011, Heather Flanagan was hired as the permanent RFC series editor. And they created an oversight committee. So you can see the internet was really a very kind of informal, geeky kind of, let's get a barn and put on a show kind of thing, which I find sort of charming, don't you? I mean, it is today. And the underpinnings of it were just it almost sort of sounds like the earliest version of Facebook, of people just getting together and thinking, hey, what if we did this? And sort of everybody, it was very democratic. There was really, it was done informally up for 40 years. And that's hard to believe. Something as ubiquitous was so informal. And again, it sort of, I think, falls into my categorization of today being kind of a low rent. Not low rent in terms of being bad, but just low rent in terms of being not very sophisticated and not very expensive. I mean, it's National Beer Day. What can I tell you? We'll dedicate it to Manny. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.